You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This administration's response has been lame. It's been lame on this whole issue. Now, I wish they had as much passion, or I wish they had half the passion that they have for going after Republican state legislatures and Republican governors and Republican members of Congress. I wish they had half the passion that they have against the Republicans that they do against the tyranny in Cuba. Just half. Not all of it. Just half.
Just half. Just give us half the concern. The words of Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida. July 15, 2021. And yes, we still have Cubans demonstrating against their government. We don't know exactly what's happening. The internet's been shut down, a lot of communication shut off, because that's the way dictators and communists operate. Shut off the information if you don't like it. Like big tech does in this country. Here's a typical example, however, Democrat hypocrisy. Biden has our southern border open, and we hear pleas and pleas from them and cries, and we've got to sympathize. These people are escaping. They're coming here for asylum. Coming to the U.S. and claiming asylum is a legitimate reason to come, but most of them are coming for economic reasons, and or they're just being shipped across by drug cartels and so forth. But while they're claiming on the left that we want to help those seeking asylum, Cubans really need asylum. They're on that communist island. They've been under tyranny and communism for 60 plus years. They really need asylum. And yet this administration is now telling them, don't come. Don't come here and ask for asylum. You will not be let in. They don't want the Cubans. They want everyone else, but not the Cubans. Well, there's got to be politics behind it, right? Yeah, because they're fearful the politics would say that Cubans are going to favor more Republican views. And in fact, it's already been stated with the way the administration is acting, Biden-Harris, they've lost Florida for years to come for the Democrats. We're going to have J. Michael Waller, Center for Security Policy, joining us later. He's an analyst with them, and he's going to tell us how Cubans can actually defeat the communist regime, maybe without any outside help. You'll want to hear that story. Also, John Daniel Davidson, senior editor at Federalist, on how Biden administration's already making our southern border crisis even worse. And we have more evidence that the Pentagon is using our military to move illegals deeper into our nation. We talked about that previously. We're going to get into that as well in more detail. And Tucker Carlson, using some information provided him last night, backs up what we told you about a week and a half ago. Military bases are now being used to help transport. We were told, or at least the word originally was military planes. I still don't know if it's full military planes and or a combination of commercial flights, but they're in and out of U.S. military bases. I got an email I want to share with you because I want you to understand the purpose of this program. A lot of folks say, oh, you're a conservative radio program. I don't listen to conservative talk. Well, if you know me, I have strong conservative values, yes, but I also have some independent views, and I have some that many would consider liberal. But I got this email from Diane, a constant, solid listener. She said, I thank you always for clarifying your program as patriotic. You look at both sides, but always the truth first. We are all Americans first. And we live in the greatest nation on earth. I thanked her for that, sent a message back, and I'm using it and the letter I gave her, the response, to share with you. I am pushing this program as patriotic for the very reasons she mentioned. In fact, I've directed my webmaster to promote that LCUSA is all about patriotism more than just a singular political view. You can be of any, all, none, or a mix of political views and still be a patriot. Our nation has and continues to evolve, but we should always remain true to our founding principles of freedom and liberty, law and order, equality, respect for all, regardless of color, religion, ethnicity, or political persuasion. Those who want to radically transform our country, constantly tearing it apart while enjoying and profiting from our nation's liberties and wealth, they are the enemies of patriotism. So where do you stand? Let your friends and family know we're here. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The current mass movement of foreign nationals into the United States was never approved by Congress. No one passed a law demanding it. The Biden administration just did it unilaterally without asking Americans what they thought of it. They probably already knew. Every poll we've ever seen shows clearly that voters of all backgrounds oppose open borders. That policy is highly unpopular. So the administration couldn't say out loud what they were doing. Instead, they operated in secrecy. They hid it. They're hiding it right now.
Those are the words of Tucker Carlson from his program last night, his opening monologue. It's the same storyline we've been telling you, and we all recognize the Biden-Harris policy is open borders. You remember the debates. I know you do, when they were all in their debate primaries for the Democrat leadership, who was going to carry the flag for the Democrats. And they were asked at the debates, should it be illegal to cross our border and come into our country? Every Democrat said, no, it should not be illegal. And at that point, a lot of the Democrats that might have been voting for one of them probably said, if they're going to come in and take my job, or they're going to come in and flood our system and use resources that we need for our kids and our families, not so much so. And any of those on the independent that were kind of on the line that were maybe even Trump haters, maybe that answer kind of swayed them. But of course, Trump didn't win, right? And there's nothing to see here. We've been told that over and over again. I'm not going to get into all of that issue right now, but we will before we totally wrap up today's program, because, again, some things are coming out of Maricopa County, and their look to see how they're going to basically explain some things that happened that we're still just not sure of. But here was Tucker Carlson last night pointing out things we'd been discussing previously, that the Biden administration has been helping get illegals deeper into our nation. And again, even if you're coming here, crossing our border illegally, and you claim asylum, then we adjudicate it. We look at it, see if you're really escaping here for asylum. Now, there's no doubt that many of those coming in these caravans from the Northern Triangle or even parts of Mexico, they're coming here to escape some violence. Yes, it may or may not be targeting them, but they just don't like the atmosphere and everything else. And many are also just coming because they want to have a better life, a better opportunity. Is anyone telling them, but is anyone making sure that those coming across our border from the south, be they Northern Triangle or from somewhere else, making their way to Mexico and then mixing in with the caravans, is anyone telling them that this nation is systemically racist? And if you were a person of color, you had no chance whatsoever? Is anyone telling them that? They believe and know this country is the best country in the world. What other country are people trying to get into illegally? More so than this country? None. They recognize because they see the beacon on the hill that represents America. Our founding principles, our constitutions, and our freedoms and our liberties. Our flawed progress advancing, but yes, still always advancing to improve and better life for everyone in this nation. That's why they're coming here, because where they are, they don't have that much of a chance or opportunity. But asylum is something that is always something that this nation has said, we will protect you. That's how Congresswoman Omar got to this country. Her family was in Somalia, and they got out of Somalia seeking asylum because of the violence, and yes, we took her family in. And then she turns right around after she becomes a congressman, well, even in her later life before she became a congresswoman, started denouncing this country. But here's the twist. This is the clear example, again, of Democrat hypocrisy. Democrats, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed of this. If you really believe in asylum for those in need, what about what's happening in Cuba right now? We've already had thousands upon thousands come from Cuba across those waters, 90 miles trying to get to Florida in the past. And in some cases, Castro said, you don't like it here, go ahead and go. Hope you drown. But many didn't. They made it to our shore. And we told you yesterday about some of the protests in Miami by Cubans in support of the Cubans actually in Cuba still and trying to get President Biden, pay attention, do something to help. Well, here's what the official statement from the Department of Homeland Security under the Biden administration had as they addressed this issue of Cubans trying to come here. Now, keep in mind, before you listen to it, Cubans coming here would be trying to escape communism. They are seeking true asylum. But obviously, with the blessings of the White House, Alejandro Mayorkas, our Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, says basically, anyone coming across our southern border illegally, you're welcome. Cubans, you're not welcome.
Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. The time is never right to attempt migration by sea. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Again, I repeat, do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
Democrats have acknowledged even with this Biden-Harris administration, even VP Harris said that can be a terrifying, horrible, ruthless, desperate journey coming across our southern border from the Northern Triangle. Children, women in particular, subjected to sex and everything else, rape, very dangerous. But yet we are not really doing anything to shut the border down and stop them, are we? But here Mayorkas is saying, Cubans, don't come here claiming asylum. Why? Because they're still trying to cozy up to Cuba? We're going to get into that in more detail in the next hour, and you do want to be around because you want to hear the guest I have for that hour. It is J. Michael Waller, senior analyst with the Center for Security Policy, and he says, actually, the Cubans and what they're doing in the streets, they can overthrow the regime without outside help. They can. The question is, will they? We'll get into that in the next hour. But what we have watched this administration do ever since they got into office, 6 months ago, 6 months ago now. And in that 6 months, we've had 1 million illegals come across our southern border. 1 million. And we'd already previously reported that in many cases, they show up, they gather them up, they put them in a bus, and they ship them all across the nation, often without checking them for COVID. Or if they do, no big deal. We're going to send them anyway. And they're certainly not vetting them to make sure that they're not some terrorists coming in, mixed in with them, out of the Middle East, because we have caught folks from parts of the Middle East. And we're also not vetting the children we go ahead and send across the nation if they are really going to someone that they know, or are they being handed over to pedophiles and sex torture for the rest of their lives, how short it might be. We told you numerous times about that. And even it was documented by the immigration group that follows this all the time, the Center for Immigration Studies. Here's a report by Todd Benzman talking about what has been happening.
What's happening most of the time is that they are boarding buses and heading into America's heartland. A conveyor belt of commercial and charter buses, just like this one in Del Rio, Texas, are carrying tens of thousands sight unseen from Texas, Arizona, and California borderlands northward. And they are dropping their Haitian, Venezuelan, Cuban, and Central American family units in Florida and New Jersey, Tennessee, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, and to large cities in Texas, such as Dallas and Houston.
You got the picture, right? We told you they were doing that. And that is, again, documented and video showing illegals being put on buses. Video from the Center for Immigration Studies and their report. Well, we told you a few weeks ago, I think maybe a couple of weeks ago, that there were reports coming out that they were now using military bases. The White House with the Pentagon said, okay, you can start using military bases. At the time, it was not clear if they were going to use those bases just for commercial or charter flights to go into the base, load it up with illegals, and then spread them deeper into the country faster than a bus route, or they were using military planes. But Tucker Carlson says he has a source that's made it very clear, regardless of how it's happening and to what extent, not only is our administration just having the Border Patrol agents stand down, don't really do anything, ICE not really do anything, the Pentagon stepping forward and saying, let's use our military might and force to also bring in more illegals and make it easier to get them anywhere in the nation we want.
We know what's happening there because a man called Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Burroughs sent his subordinates an email spelling it out very clearly. Quote, over the next few days, weeks, or months, the note began, you may see passenger aircraft on our ramp transporting undocumented non-citizens. Please review the attached public affairs guidance on the issue. Burroughs' email then instructed uniformed military personnel to hide what was happening on the base from the country they're sworn to serve. Quote, do not take photographs and refrain from posting anything on social media. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Burroughs offered no national security justification for keeping any of this secret because there is no national security justification for keeping it from the rest of us. He just told the people who work for him not to talk.
Not to talk. Be silent. But word is getting out. I mean, you got military people. You got civilian people on bases. Laughlin Air Force Base is what specifically Tucker was talking about. And that was one of the bases we were told originally was probably being used to some extent. It's just east of Del Rio, Texas. We already knew they were going to use military bases to house some of the illegals for a period of time so they could get them out of those reception centers, which were getting overcrowded. And then we also heard and saw documentation that they were taking over hotels in various parts of the area, including the Scottsdale, Arizona area, and basically taking it over and housing illegals there until they decide what's the next step. And then using the Air Force bases, either allowing commercial or charter airline flights to go in and pick folks up. If they're going in the air base, obviously it may be a commercial, but it's a charter at that point. This is what we're doing in this country. And the point Tucker is making is so clear. This mass movement of foreign nationals, never approved by Congress, as he pointed out, no one passing a law asking for it. The Biden administration just did it when all the polls say that most don't want that to happen. They are changing the demographics of the country forever. And Democrats believe they're changing it to their advantage. If you come from the Northern Triangle or Mexico, if you come from Cuba, no, you're not welcome here. But you know what else we are doing for these illegals? It's supposed to be a gift, but is it going to be a gift or Big Brother watching? Stand by.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So here's something that sounds like a gift, and as I tell you about, you're probably going to say, no. I pay a lot of money for my cell phone, and we're going to give illegals coming into the country cell phones? I mean, not just something to talk on, but I'll do all the rest of the stuff just like yours does? Yes, that's the plan. So far. Let me explain to you. There's a Homeland Security funding bill been advanced by the House Appropriations Committee allocating $475 million to enhance the ICE Alternatives to Detention program. Now, this is all part of the catch-and-release type thing, which the administration is going to continue. You have to stop and think for a minute. Wait a minute. I thought the Democrats controlled the House. How were they in a committee? It's a split. So now it goes out and they go to the House and we'll see what happens. And I will guarantee you it will be changed as to how and what ICE can do with these phones. But the idea is to provide cell phones to all illegals coming in. But the actual intent will be as a way to track illegals in the country. And if there are any ankle monitoring bracelets that are applied on some that they need to round up occasionally, well, they'll be using their cell phone, unless they get smart enough and don't use it. But I will bet you money that while the money will be approved to give them cell phones, somewhere along the line, you're going to hear Democrats cry out, but you can't be monitoring and watching what they're doing and where they are. You cannot use GPS tracking. You can't use check-ins using facial recognition. In other words, we're going to hear Democrats standing up for freedom and liberty and no Big Brother incursion if you're illegal. By the way, speaking of how we can be controlled. The County Board of Commissioners in North Carolina was holding a meeting June 16th. It got put up on YouTube and then it got taken down. Now, again, this is back in June. You might have missed this. I just want to make sure we point this out. Because the Board of Commissioners was doing stuff like something that basically that Google and YouTube decided they didn't like. So they just took it down. They were not going to allow public comments to go up on YouTube or anything else. Not the public meeting, not going to be there. So now that county board of commissioners is saying, you know what? We already have in the budget to buy Google Chromebooks for our public school system, $400,000. They're already budgeted. But what we're going to do now is start looking for, well, here's what the board of commissioner chairman said. We aren't going to buy Google products whenever we have a choice. You don't hear any Democrats, of course, crying out that that's an invasion of privacy and the big tech is out of control or anything like that there. The video was part of a discussion at the board meeting where they were also talking about COVID. And apparently YouTube said some of that's improper. You're not giving full facts. You're doing it wrong, so they put up their little warning, and then they just take it down. Just not going to continue it. This is exactly what's happening in Cuba right now. Those on the left, and by that I mean Democrats. I'm not saying you're progressive left. I'm not saying you're far, far left. But do you not see the connection? Do you not see that if government can control your communications and intercept it like that at random, or just because they don't like what you have to say, that you can be shut down? You're willing to accept that? I'll bet you're not. I'll bet you're not. In mass, you're probably going to say yes, but in your own mind, you're thinking, no, no, no. And for all those who say, this country's gotten so bad, and surveys showing the younger people don't believe this country is that good anymore, they need to wake up, and some of the older, the adults, as we might call them, need to wake up as well. Coming up, how the Biden administration is making the border crisis worse.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
When it comes to insects in the world, we are outnumbered. A University of Nebraska researcher estimates that there are 10 quintillion insects. That's a 10 with 18 zeros behind it. Now you know you need Rodler Pest Solutions. Here's another fact. When one insect gets in your home, more will come and spread and multiply your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Rottler, family owned and operated for 3 generations. If you've never used Rottler, I encourage you to start now. If you haven't used Rottler recently, do it now. This is the season when the invasion starts. And remember, we're outnumbered. Get help. Call Rottler, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Or check the website, Rottler.com. 877-ROTTLER, Rottler. Pest Solutions.
I've been holding so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't kiss you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest we've had on numerous times before. Always glad to have him. An excellent writer and an analyst at the same time. John Daniel Davidson, senior political editor at The Federalist. John, welcome aboard again, sir.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Well, I was looking at the article that you just put out in The Federalist. The title itself just said, what? And your answer was immediate as well. Is the Biden administration about to make the border crisis worse? Yes, was your answer. Very quickly, let's get started on this. What are they going to do that they haven't already done that's going to make things worse?
Well, they've done plenty to make it bad already, as you know. But what's happening now is that there's the travel restrictions that have been in place since the pandemic started are set to expire on the 21st of July. And it's unclear what exactly could happen, whether all the travel restrictions could be lifted or whether just some of them could. But what the worry is among Customs and Border Protection officers and Border Patrol agents is that the border restrictions will be lifted totally, including the, what's called a Title 42, which allows Customs and Border Protection to quickly expel people who are caught crossing the border illegally without having to process them. If that happens and they have to process all of these people and deport them through the normal channels, those border facilities and those federal agencies will be totally overwhelmed.
All right, They're already overwhelmed. Yeah, now the Title 42 was part of the Trump-era restrictions, a public health order that Trump did invoke in the earlier days of the pandemic, and Biden did keep that in place, but they weren't. There was no real evidence they were enforcing it and that they haven't been anyway. So are you telling me now that they're just going to make it official to what they've been doing anyway? They've already just been letting folks go without really vetting and checking them. Find them with COVID, they put them on a bus and go.
Well, they have been expelling people under Title 42 during the Biden administration, but it's almost entirely single adults. Now, normally those single adults would be held, background checks would be done on them, they would be processed, and they would be held either until their asylum hearings, you know, came through, or they would be deported or sent back to their home country. But you're right that for families and for unaccompanied children, yes, the Biden administration has just been releasing them since January. So Title 42 has been very unevenly enforced all up and down the border. But what we're looking at here possibly is a situation in which it's just no longer in use at all. And along with the lifting of travel restrictions, that is non-essential travel between the U.S. and Mexico, which will really put a burden on those ports of entry that CPB is supposed to man and the duties that they're supposed to perform. Those people are overwhelmed right now just dealing with people crossing the border illegally.
And the ones coming across, they're smart. I mean, if they've already heard that, well, I got there and they sent me back because it's just me. Hey, next time, take a kid with you. Claim to be the father, the uncle, and you'll get in. And yes, many of them do, claiming some kind of relationship with a child that they bring across, which in many cases amounts to child smuggling because we don't know what happens to the child. They were doing DNA under the Trump administration to say, are you really related to this child? That's when they were separating parents from these children, and the left went wacko saying, how dare you take a baby from the mother? Well, we don't know if that's really the mom. So what you're telling me now, they already knew. They knew, well, if the Biden administration was putting 42 still in action, we can get around it.
That's right. And they can also try again under Title 42. So a lot of the single adults that are expelled under Title 42, and this was true during the Trump administration as well, they don't get formally deported, so they don't get charged with a crime of illegal entry. They just are literally just driven back to the border and sent across. And so a lot of the people that are expelled under Title 42, they try again because there's no punishment not to under normal circumstances. Sure. If you cross the border illegally, the first time it's a misdemeanor, the second time it's a felony, and every time after that it's another felony. So if you get caught crossing the border illegally 3, 4, 5, 6 times under normal circumstances, you will face in the United States significant jail time. And I've sat in courtrooms and seen this happen, years of jail time sentenced to people who are caught for multiple illegal crossings. But Title 42 kind of takes that all away. And so you have a lot of people trying multiple times. If they don't get in the first time, I think the Border Patrol said last month or in May, the last month, we have numbers for some about a third of the people who were apprehended, the single adults, had tried to cross before.
So again, just to clarify, if they were coming in as a family unit or something of that nature, or a child, they may or may not be tested for COVID. And if they are, then we're spreading them across the nation. And yet we're being told now, oh, got to watch out. This Delta variant's catching fire, and you may have to get your vaccination and continue wearing a mask. In other words, the Biden administration, on one hand, is saying, we got to be worried about COVID, but over here, we're not going to bother. Send them across the nation anywhere they want.
That's the fear. That's the fear, is that they're going to open up the borders, border patrol, and CBP will be overwhelmed, And, you know, we'll make a much a bad situation worse.
You're listening to John Daniel Davidson, senior editor for The Federalist. I want to put something else in front of you very quickly. Well, there are two other points. Let's begin with this one. We have Republicans already worried about a Democrat push to include amnesty for millions of illegals. Senator Tom Cotton tweeting out, conservatives need to focus on a critical fight that's not getting enough attention. Democrats are trying to stuff amnesty into a reconciliation bill. Senator Scalise of Louisiana, Republican, Democrats trying to sneak mass amnesty through Congress under the cover of their budget scheme, hoping you won't notice. Well, I know you've been watching that as well.
Yeah, this is the Democrats trying to do what they would like to do, but they don't have the votes to do, right? There's no appetite for amnesty, especially not during a pandemic, especially not after, you know, skyrocketing levels of illegal immigration, 20-year high of illegal immigration right now. So there's not any kind of political will out there or voter support for any kind of amnesty. So they're trying to just sneak it in to this reconciliation bill and sort of go around the voters, really. You know, they thought.
Oh yeah, they don't care about the Constitution and the voters, and you know that. And you have documented previously about how these bus stations were being filled and used buses to transport them. And of course, we talked, I believe, previously with you as well about how our U.S. Air Force bases were used to house them and then maybe even ferry them. And Tucker Carlson had a report last night saying that it's very clear that we're now using our U.S. Air Force bases, and I'm not sure yet if we're using U.S. transport planes or letting charter planes come in and take them and spread them faster than the buses. They don't really care what the American public thinks at this point.
No, and they don't really want the American public to know what they're doing. And one of the things they're doing, the reason they're transporting people like this is that the facilities along the border just are at capacity. They have to spread these folks out across the country because they don't have the room to care for them in the facilities along the border. So they're using Air Force bases. They're using convention centers. There's still these emergency authorized, unlicensed shelters for migrant youths and mostly teenagers all over the country, large scale facilities.
Taking over hotels in the Scottsdale, Arizona area.
That's right. So it's a result of zero strategy, poor planning, and really not being realistic about the messages that they're sending out to these communities in Central America, Mexico, and really all over the world, that if you can get in, you can stay. Well,
now,
the world got the message.
Yeah, and one other thing that you include in your article, and I'm going to spend more time on it in the next hour as well, but you were pointing out how Alejandro Mayorkas, and I ran a cut of him in the first segment before you joined us, saying, let it be clear, if you're trying to come here from Cuba, you're not going to be allowed in. Now, the Cubans have those fleeing Cuba are truly seeking asylum. And we have been told that, yes, that is a legitimate claim that we will adjudicate. Trump was willing to do that, but yet stay in Mexico. But they're not having any trouble, the Biden administration, letting you come across the southern border. But if you're going to come from Cuba, you're going to be sent back.
Yeah, it's funny. The Biden administration has found the one group of migrants that they will unequivocally deport, and they're really kind of jumped the gun on this one because, of course, there aren't large numbers of Cubans fleeing the island by boat headed toward the Florida coast right now. This is just in case they do.
That would be a legitimate claim for asylum, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be a stronger claim for asylum than a lot of the claims that we normally see of people from Central America who are fleeing poverty or fleeing gang violence. Those are traditionally not considered valid claims for asylum, but fleeing political persecution, absolutely.
Well, to that point,
I mentioned in the piece.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you mentioned that point, and in closing 30 seconds, you point out that how ironic this is because Mayorkas, his family came to the U.S. decades ago because they were fleeing a communist regime looking for asylum.
The same communist regime that still controls the island. So it's very hypocritical and just kind of disgusting to see this kind of messaging coming out of the White House and coming from Mayorkas himself. You know, the reality is, There's a double standard at play here, because if those Cubans walk across the southern border into Brownsville, then they'll be processed and released.
Sure. But
don't come by sea, because then you'll be sent back.
All you got to do is get southern Mexico or the Northern Triangle. John, as always, I appreciate it. Very incisive piece of the Federalist. We'll do it again, sir.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you. John Daniel Davidson, senior political editor for the Federalist. Look up his article. Get more details. Coming up, a new Chicago police policy. This isn't going to work. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
My personal choice for Italian food, Cafe Napoli. Now, sometimes I want steak, fish. Hey, try the sea bass. Perfect. Plus a worldwide selection of wines. Cafe Napoli's mission is to serve you only the best. Cafe Napoli sponsors this next segment. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now the streets of St. Charles. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Dateline Chicago. The Chicago Times reporting there's a future pilot program that's supposedly going to make reform policing in Chicago, which we keep hearing from the leftists, the progressives, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot's troubled city. The Chicago Police Pension Board figures reveal that more cops have left the force so far in 2021 than they did in the entire 2018. 363 retiring between January and June. That's just in Chicago. And, of course, the number of homicides and shootings spiking dramatically as well. And, of course, we've heard from the leftists who say, oh, you know, we don't really need cops. We can defund. We can reduce them. We don't need that many. Cut them loose. Whatever. Ghostbusters, who are you going to call? You're going to call a cop if you need one, right? Even citizens who don't like cops, if there's a trouble situation facing them, they're going to call the cops. Unless they're a gang member, they're going to try to shoot it and deal with it themselves. Now there's a provision, crisis assistance, response, and engagement. Boy, does that sound special. You know what how those letters spell out, don't? Crisis assistance, response, and engagement, care. Care. See, they find some neat ways to do this. It's a $3.5 million plan. The plan is mental health professionals will be paired with paramedics in place of cops on some Chicago 911 calls. 911 calls, you say you need a police officer, they say, well, we're going to send somebody over to talk to you. They're going to send a health professional, mental health professional, along with the paramedics. Do you know there are still areas in Chicago and elsewhere across the nation, paramedics and firemen are not going to go into a scene until cops secure it for them. They've been shot at as well. They're not going to go in. But now you want to send a paramedic with somebody who supposedly can deal with whatever the situation is and get inside the person's head and calm them down and basically say, okay, everybody good here? Okay, we're all sobbed and it was good. That's akin to those who also have been saying, well, cops don't have to have their gun with them all the time. How many times do they use it? They don't use it that much. Well, they can leave it in the car when they go out to talk to people. I tell you, here's the way to find out how fast this works. Mayor Lori Lightfoot and all the rest of her group that endorse and think this is a good idea, you go with the paramedics and try to talk somebody out of something before it goes south. You go ahead and do that. You go do that. You think they would? Well, of course not. They recognize there's a damn danger of doing that, but they're willing to put cops, paramedics, and now health professionals out there. And a lot of health professionals, they're young people. They have, you know, not all of them, but I mean, many of them went into it because they want to help people. If you have a daughter or son that's in that, please tell them, do not buy into that program. Don't take part in it because I don't want you to be needing your own health care before it's over with. And there's a Vietnam War veteran It was attacked in broad daylight in Chicago yesterday afternoon, the Hyde Park area. 73 years old. Two guys wanted his car. He had one and they wanted it. He was not going to give it in. Well, they start punching him in the head over and over again. Witnesses were trying to stop the attack, and I assume somebody called police. Oh, do you think they might have sent a mental health professional with paramedics to resolve that? Well, they didn't do that, but the bottom line is, and there's no official response from the mayor's office as to what happened with this 73-year-old vet just days before his 74th birthday, dying because of that assault. Officially, it's being ruled that he had a cardiac arrest. Well, now, how do you think that started? One of his daughters said, I'm just in shock. I'm in shock. This is not the way I thought my day was going to go. Well, of course not. My son said he was like a bonus dad. He was father-in-law, but he was like a dad. Again, dying just days before his 74th birthday. After trying to run some errands in his car in Chicago, and two guys said, we want your car. We don't have one. We want your car. He survived two combat tours with the Marines in Vietnam, and comes back to his home city and is attacked and beaten and ends up dying because of that assault. And we got folks out there that say we don't really need cops. We need to defund them. Or if we're going to deal with situations, maybe like we'll send a mental health professional with a paramedic. I'm telling you, that's going to lead to some deaths of folks that never should have been put in that position, assuming they follow the instruction to go do it. I would recommend you refuse and say, not me, I'm not going like that. In the next hour, we're going to get into more detail of Cuba and how the Biden administration is ignoring it, and maybe a way the Cubans can win in the street. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.